Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame. Congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my world. Karen Thomas has joined our world. God help her. She's a Senior Executive VP of Government Relations and Public Policy with ICBA. Karen, we're glad you're here. Independent Community Bankers, folks, is her beat, ICBA.org. Karen, we're like the Hotel California here. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So just fair warning on that. Just wanted you to know.
I'm here.
You haven't run away yet. Hey, Karen, I want to give you an opportunity to remind people how they can influence. We've been reporting, Karen has given us a report, folks, in the last segment about how we need the regulators to not hurt community bankers if they encroach on some of the older regulations about running their bank. If that's caused by them flexing and stepping up and basically saving Main Street back a few months ago and still doing it with the forgiveness process, you can have an impact on that. Karen, tell us how to do that.
Well, we're pushing now to have that title advance problem solved for PPP borrowers.
The Emergency Income Disaster Loan, folks. This is the grant, not the loan.
Right. And this is the one that unfortunately is deducted from forgiveness, which is catching a lot of small businesses off guard. And on our website, icba.org/BEHARD, B-E-A-C-A-R-D, you'll see an action center. You can click there. With a one click, mm-hmm. You can send a message to your members of Congress that they need to fix this problem for PPP borrowers. So I encourage your listeners to go there. Also want to let them know about our banklocally.org, where they can find a community bank and also see some of the PPP testimonials I talked about. They can understand how other small businesses have benefited from a relationship with a community bank.
That's also where you can find the forgiveness forms. There's a new one, as I pointed out in my column this week, there's a new one called the S form. What Karen's talking about is if your PPP loan was $55,000, and you have six employees and you applied for the EIDL grant, then the SBA probably sent you deposited in your bank account separate from the bank, completely different. Probably deposited $6,000 in your account. Well, if your $51,000 PPP is forgiven 100%, currently you still have to pay back the EIDL grant. And to me, Karen, that's not as big a deal. I don't think that's as big a deal as getting this forgiveness done. Although, I mean, it'd be great if they could do that, but that's not a burr under my blanket right now on the forgiving the EIDL. I think most people, if they survive, they can handle that part of it because you can pay that back over time, I think, too. So, but what I'm more concerned about is making sure that community banks aren't hurt by this. Also, what are your people telling you about another round of money, another PPP round?
Well, I think there's some bipartisan agreement on another round of money. We have to obviously get past the election and see where we are in a lame duck and where we're going next year. But I think we're optimistic that something will be done there. It's just a question of when and, of course, then how much. I think the next round is going to be a little more focused on proving needs. In other words, that your revenues have dropped from last year to this year.
Right.
Perhaps provide some more flexibility in what you can spend the money on and that type of thing. But I think there's recognition on both sides of the aisle in Congress that small businesses need some additional help going forward.
Right. Absolutely. And there's some talk of making PPP loans under a certain amount, $150,000, $50,000, making those just blanket forgiveness. No big deal. Just bada bing, bada bam, it's over. What do you think? Is that still out there?
Correct. That's the simplified forgiveness, automatic forgiveness. We're pushing hard for that, too.
Yeah. And I know you're working hard on that, Karen. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for all that you guys do there at ICBA. Will you come back?
Love to come back. And thank you, Jim, for everything you do for small businesses and for promoting community banks. Those community banks are small businesses' best friends.
And you're exactly right. Karen Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, ICBA.org. Be sure to check that out. Folks, if you're a small business owner and you don't have a community bank relationship, you are in jeopardy and you don't even know it. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.